Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio, and I am your host, Lauren, and this is episode 80, Leading the Way with yours truly, Lauren Chalantani. You guys, I'm coming at you. First solo episode in, I know, over a year, maybe even 2 years, and I'll mention this more in the show, but this year, in March, is the 3-year anniversary of Witchy Wellness Radio, and thank you, each and every one of you, for making that possible. This is such a beautiful passion project of mine, and I am so grateful to help serve you guys every single episode. And if you haven't already, and you guys love what you like hearing here on Witchy Wellness Radio every Wednesday, please take a few minutes. I would be eternally grateful if you could write an iTunes review for us. That helps me so much get this word out and have more Witchy Wellness listeners get to tune in. And before we jump into today's solo episode, I wanted to connect really quickly with each and every one of you and personally invite you to a really special wellness workshop happening this week. Because you know how much I love using doTERRA products, and I know you can benefit from this as well. And I just have the coolest thing I wanted to tell you about. I am so excited. I finally get to talk and hint what these products are. Tomorrow, Thursday, January 7th, doTERRA is launching 3 new products with an exciting 20-day challenge that addresses helping energy, mood, and sleep. And even better is that for just a few days after this event, everybody can get a huge discount, but it's only a few days after this webinar. And if you guys would like to attend, the link is in the show notes, and there's 2 times available via Zoom, either 7 p.m. Eastern or 9 p.m. Eastern. And I know that we love doing things together. Challenges are so much fun with friends and family helping support us and hold us accountable along the way. And because it's more fun, just take a second tonight and think of 2 or 3 other people who might be excited about this opportunity, about improving their energy, their mood, and their sleep, and who'd want to join in on this webinar. And I know I would love to have all 3 of those right now. And I got a little sneak preview tonight, and I can't wait for you guys to tune in this Thursday, January 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern, or there's a second webinar at 9 p.m. Eastern. Click on the show notes below to head on over and register now. So without further ado, please enjoy episode 80, Leading the Way with myself, Lauren Chalantani. Enjoy. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. And you are listening to episode 80, Leading the Way. And as you guys might know, if you're new here, our tagline at Witchy Wellness Radio is that your body is not in the way, but actually leading your way. And if you guys can believe it, Witchy Wellness Radio turns 3 years old this year. Not until March, but hey, I like celebrating early. So I wanted to pop on here because I realized, I haven't done a solo episode in years, like probably 2 years. So maybe that's why, the show did really well. I'm just kidding that I wasn't on, but nonetheless, you guys, I'm back. I got something to say. I am so passionate, talking to all these beautiful people that come on Witchy Wellness Radio every Wednesday. We talk about holistic health, mind, body, and soul, and how to inspire and empower you guys to realize that your body's not in the way, but actually leading your way. And that includes your emotions too. So I wanted to jump on here because this is the first episode of 2021, y'all. 2020 is gone. It is in the rear view mirror, but
what's forward, what's going forward. We don't know what the world's going to look like, but what I do know is that we all are really feeling this deep calling inside of us to do more, to be able to give more to other people, to empower them, but to ourselves, to our family, to our loved ones. And for me, this year is really about leadership. And how perfectly does that tie into our tagline? Your body is leading your way. I didn't plan this. I already figured out my word for the year was leadership a while ago. And I'm sitting here thinking, what do I have to say? It's time for me to share what I've been up to share what's on my heart. Because you guys, I love you so much. And this show is just from the bottom of my heart, from my soul, to everybody out there, a beautiful resource of inspiration, of empowerment, of just magical goodness. And my wish is that it helps you along your journey. And through that, through discovering my newfound, it's been 3 years, passion, I realized, how can I grow this year? You know, 2020 hit all of us. I think we had to look at certain parts of ourselves throughout the year that we've been avoiding. And I know the last few months for me were, probably the hardest out of the year. And a lot of deep, deep things that I thought I'd resolved earlier this year, just in life in general, were coming up for me. And it was a lot of processing. But what I realized was that, one, I'm still here. Thank you very much. Two, standing in my power, even when the solution to the end doesn't seem in sight, when I can walk through this, I can walk through anything, that fear, anxiety, stress, whatever comes our way in these uncertain times, that this, I need to step into a bigger, fuller version of myself. And that means stepping into the leader that is Lauren. And so this year, my focus is that for my life, being a leader in every single area, whether it's a show, my own personal health, mind, body, and soul, my relationships, being a doggy mom. You probably heard her earlier in the episode barking. But just showing up into being that fuller version of myself, because leadership to me means guiding and leading people to go further than they could have ever imagined they could by themselves. But that also means someone to help hold you accountable, which is huge, right? We get into this, you know, you're here listening to Witchy Wellness, so I'm making a few assumptions here. Can't speak for everybody, but I do. Get into this beautiful woo-woo, you know, feminine space of these feelings and these dreams and these visions. And who do we want to become? How do we want to feel? And all this beautiful magic. But sometimes we like to ignore that shadow side, whether that's the shadow side of the feminine or of the masculine, of taking that action forward and holding yourself accountable, of balancing both, of when we need to tune inward and do that shadow work, but also tune inward and dream. But when do we need to take that action? When do we need to get shit done? When do we need to take a step when we don't know what to do next, but just take one more step? And that's what leadership means to me. So I know you're probably like, whoa, Lauren, this is like some heavy, you know what, here. And yeah, it is, because I feel this calling that we all need to step into this bigger version of ourselves, that, you know, the world's constantly changing and so are we. We need to. And it's just this quickening that's happening faster and faster and faster now. And before we get, you know, any further into the tofu meat or meat and potatoes of today's episode, I want you guys to take a second. You know, I know we consume so many things content-wise day to day, our attention spans are shorter and shorter and shorter. But seriously, guys, take a second and feel into what I'm about to say. How would you listen to this episode, follow up, and take aligned action if this was actually worth a value of $25,000? So let me say another way. If this was a training or coaching session that you paid $25,000 for, how would you show up? Just something to ponder as you listen, because what I'm about to share, it's going to be transformational for you in every area of your life, but you just have to take that action. So, like I said before, I'm really tuning into this integration of leadership between the feminine and the masculine and, you know, taking that action, but also tuning inward and dreaming. And we just constantly consume, and from one thing to the next, our attentions are scattered. And we get frustrated, right? And then something like 2020 happens and the change isn't over, right, guys? This isn't a fear tactic, but it's just this wake-up call, maybe more of awakening for all of us. And this call is to check our own energy. Check your energy before you wreck your energy. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because our earth, our fellow humans, and ourselves, we're going through this rebirthing process right now. That's what it feels like to me. I know a lot of you are feeling this right now. And are we going to stand in our power? Are we going to run? But how are we going to react to all this? Are we going to face the facts? And for me, like I said, end of 2020 kind of just like knocked me down, and I didn't know what up from bottom left to right was, but I'm still here, right? And I think with anything, we realize when we get on the other side of our growth, when we get on the other side of that fear, we realize that they weren't that powerful after all, and that they were leading us, leading our way to the fuller version of ourselves, the real expression is a better way to say, a real expression of our true selves. And the most beautiful thing happens when we release or transmute that fear or those traumas or that stress, is that all of that energy is liberated to freedom. You know, we all have heard the saying, you cannot create or destroy energy. Just we can transmute it, or we can change it or mutate it. And that's what we're being called to do right now. And I think it's our lifetime. I think it's generationally. I think it's alternate and past lifetimes right now. I really think this is like about to be this quantum leap for all of us and humanity, but it's up to us, because I think the contrast, our bodies and our souls are coming through clear to the point of, if we aren't showing up for ourselves and we aren't working through and taking action, those signals are going to become louder. So what I've noticed when we're in this space is that, myself included, there's this perpetual loop of blame and shame that we put ourselves on, of not changing, of not taking extreme ownership, of not taking radical responsibility. And in our household, another way that we like to say this is, are we being the victim here, or are we being the Viking or the victor? Because at the end of the day, at the end of our life, life is just happening for us, not to us. And I mentioned this a little bit earlier, that life is really not here to beat us down. It's really here to help lead the way. But we need to be in that mindset. We need to be in that growth mindset. If we're not, it's going to feel like it's beating us down for no good reason. And we're going to blame and shame outside circumstances, ourselves, you know, we're not good enough. All those false beliefs pop up. But I know why you're here. I know why you like to tune in to Witchy Wellness Radio every week. Because we want to change. We want to have the better health, wealth, and happiness. So that we're able to do more, have more, and give more. So we just want to feel more inspired with life. We all have this deep, burning desire for health, wealth, and happiness. Me too. So when we want to have a massive change, or maybe a massive change is happening right now in our lives, whether it's building a business or finding your passion in business, going through a major life change like a marriage, divorce, a new child, or even a health scare. You just want to feel great. You just want to feel good again in your mind, in your body, in your soul. Because frankly, we're tired. We're tired of the endless panic attacks, the emotional breakdowns that take forever to recover and just perpetuate that shame and blame spiral. Just, we're done. We're done. And you know what? I know you know that this is possible to live a life where you feel great mind, body, and soul in your health and your wealth and your happiness, because maybe you've seen this sneaky little devil, maybe a glimpse of it after yoga, or maybe a run or mid-dance party with your pup, because that's my fave. But how can this really become our way of being? Because we get so caught up in this spiral, in this drama of life that's maybe just in our head or maybe not. And we spend so much energy on telling ourselves why something may or may not go wrong, or listening to the news, or endlessly scrolling on social media for just a tiny bit of dopamine hit. But we forget to look for one vital sign. We forget to check into one thing that can shift any moment. Are you breathing? Because when we can take a breath, multiple breaths preferably, and look back at our situation, at our day, at our life from this more bird's eye view, higher perspective, this mindset is when we can hold ourselves accountable for these energy leaks. So I know you guys like to have fun. I know you like to learn. That's why you're here growing through Witchy Wellness Radio. But you know, I know I was tired of it, feeling overwhelmed, trying to take care of myself, my family, my friends, and my career, just pulling me at all ends. I know you guys are there too. And you may have found yourself asking, is this really it? You know, me getting pulled on every end, I don't know if I can do it. Thinking it's never quite your time. Or maybe you don't think that you have what it takes, that we're just not good enough. But I'm here to tell you guys that this is really it. And this is our time. And we have what it takes to awaken to our best life yet. Because life feels so short when we are worrying about the what ifs or the wins. But life feels so long and fulfilling because we're just so busy living, actually living and being. So with that being said, you guys, I have some questions or prompts for you, and I will have a link for you to download this. So don't worry, but just take a listen now, maybe hit pause and do this through the podcast, but there'll be a little worksheet with questions that's going to help you work through a lot of this. How are you holding yourself accountable? How haven't you been holding yourself accountable? And what do you want to bring into this new year? Yeah, New Year's really doesn't mean anything. It just sparks a lot of people to try to change their lives and not actually add in healthier habits like holding yourself accountable. So yeah, here we go, guys. Here we go. Question number one. What were your wins or the things that you were grateful for in 2020? And take a second to really think about this, even the small ones. You guys might be surprised how many things there are. And what are you leaving in 2020? What's not coming with you this year in every area of your life, guys? Mind, body, soul, health, wealth, and happiness, relationships. What's not coming with you this year? What are you ready to let freaking go of? Number three, who do you need to be in 2021? What does this energy upgrade look like? What does it feel like? Get creative here. And if something pops up, write it down, guys. No judgment. Just write whatever comes up, because that's coming from a very deep place. That's called your intuition. And question number four, where do you already align to this new version of yourself, to this new energy upgrade? And question number five, the flip side, where do you need to align more? Number six, what have you accepted as okay in your life? What is you have deemed that's normal that maybe shouldn't be? And what do you feel like you deserve this year? And do you really feel worthy of this? Question number eight. So I'll have that in the show notes for you guys to download. You can hit pause, rewind, and re-listen to those as many times as you want. But I really, really, I did this exercise at the end of the year and like, holy crap. You it's simple, but if you really pay attention to it and actually like take the time and write these out, you're going to be blown away. But I want to preface this all with it's not a destination. There's no if-then happiness, people. It doesn't exist. Healing isn't this end-all, be-all goal. Not at all. But once we start to hold ourselves accountable, once we start to look at ourselves in a true mirror and face our fears, ourself, our emotions, we start to realize that this change, I talked about it earlier, this liberation of energy is what you're going to start to crave, because you, my dear, are going to become a warrior goddess of change. And we start with getting clear on what we are no longer going to allow in our lives and energy that's going to sabotage and distract us. Because I know we all feel this deep calling to do the work and to share our hearts with others. And like I said before, I already have this beautiful podcast that has inspired me so much. And we turned 3 years old this year. I cannot believe it. But what it took to do this was just consistent action every single day. And, you know, I wanted to share a little bit more in a little bit about my other businesses. Witchy Wellness Radio is not all that I do. And I'm looking to grow and lead into those more this year. And my mission and all the work that I do, and I've kind of hinted on it throughout this podcast episode, is to help inspire and empower women to generate unlimited health, wealth, and happiness so that they can do more, be more, and give more. Huh, holy crap. Yeah, I want that. I think everybody does here. And it's completely possible, people. Mind, body, and soul, we can do it. So my first business is something very exciting that I hold near and dear that I've been doing for over 4 or 5 years now, my doTERRA business, where I help empower other people through their health and their wellness and their wealth through essential oils from the seed all the way to the bottle. doTERRA cares so much about every step way of the process, things like co-impact sourcing and their website Source to You, where you can type in the number at the bottom of every single bottle, and you get to see where it's from and how it was harvested and all of the chemical constituents in every single bottle and the chemical makeup in the actual bottle that you have in your hands. And I feel so empowered to share more about that, because these oils have not only helped me so much with my health and wellness. I got into using oils because I am like Miss Canary in the coal mine, and my skin reacts anytime I use any fragrance or detergent that's not unscented or natural. And now they are a vital part of my health and wellness every single day, from my vitamins that I take every day, their anti-anxiety supplements and oils. But they helped me so much over the past 5 years, going through massive changes in my life and relationships and everything in between, emotionally and spiritually. The oils are here almost to help walk with you. They won't do the work for you, but they hold this space and promote a healing environment for you and whatever you're going through. And I am so excited that my team, we are offering weekly classes, and in February, 2 classes a week during lunch as well, online classes for Essential Oils 101. So I will link that in the show notes. It's through Zoom. All you have to do is fill out the little questionnaire and what date you want to show, and make sure you add my name into it so they know that I sent you. And the second thing, I've kind of been redoing my behind the scenes health coaching, you guys. It's still very, very much in the idea phase, but I wanted it to share with you guys. I'm just so excited and passionate about this. And I wanted to get your opinion, to be honest. I don't even have an idea of the name of this yet, but I wanted to get this out there and see what you guys think, because I'm creating this for you guys. So, drum roll, please. My idea is this membership that is for your morning and just life in general alignment. So it's going to be this power hour of sorts of 20 minutes of movement, then 20 minutes of meditation, and finally 20 minutes of planning and reflection. So you guys might know I'm a holistic health coach, which I love. I'm also a yoga teacher and a meditation junkie. And I really was thinking about, how can I gather all this wisdom and transport it into a system that's not only accessible, but that helps people make lasting and consistent change, right? That helps hold you accountable. And for me, it's getting into that alignment every single morning. You know, I would love at this point in my life to have the luxury of being able to go to a yoga class, you know, every day, pandemic or otherwise, have that time. But it's just not a reality right now, because I know I need to move my body and meditate and kind of reflect and plan every day. If I don't get those three things done, then my day just, I'm not in the right mindset. Things don't get done throughout the day. I react to other people. I'm not my best self, because like I said earlier in the podcast, I know you guys have felt that yoga high and you're looking for more in your life so you can be more, do more, and give more to other people. And here's my solution to that, is getting you into the state of flow and alignment. So throughout the day, when things pop up, like that angry email or your dog, I don't know, barking in the middle of a meeting, because mine loves to do that as well, that you don't react as much and you're able to catch yourself and create this more of this omnicognition. So I have a lot of fun things to share. Each month, those three things will get updated. So there'll be, you know, themes about like anxiety or building a business or finding your passion or getting over heartbreak. Every month will be a new theme. And there'll be different levels of movement, because I believe as a woman, I do not feel like doing high intensity interval training every single day or power yoga. So there'll be different movement to work you through what part of your cycle you're on, or if you don't cycle, just how you feel that day, what energy level you're at. Because in order to have more energy and to feel this liberation, you guys, It's very deliberate. These three things in this membership, mind, body, and soul, to get that energy moving. Because for me, it's working out those creaky muscles, but also that energy, that emotion. And the etymology of emotion, E, energy, in motion. So it's very important to kind of think about getting that snowball rolling downhill, but getting it rolling in a vibrational way that's more aligned to where you want to be. And, or in plain English, getting that snowball rolling in a more positive note, right? To what you want, who do you want to be, to what you want to manifest that day in your life. And that's like the main core constituent of this membership. And the second part of it is, you know, I do have a lot to share. I do have a lot of things to teach. And I have these beautiful guests on these shows, and we only get to get into like the scratching the surface of what they're about. So to continue the learning, to continue the empowerment and the inspiration, I'm going to have these like mini classes every month, a new one posted every month on themes about health, wealth, happiness, and your mind, body, and soul. And it's going to be on brand with Witchy Wellness. You might see some fellow podcast guests in there, but also myself. And this is not meant to be this huge course, because originally I wanted to do this huge course, but I don't know how many huge courses I have right now that I have not finished. But this online membership, you can pick and choose what courses you want, and they won't take you very long, and they'll be segmented into little videos, 20 minutes or less, so that you can keep your attention span, but also be respectful of your own time, you know, your own space. So as of right now, I don't have a name for it yet. Super idea phase. But I really wanted to build this so can help you become a better version of yourself. Because for me, it's like all these excuses come up, like, well, I want to build this, but I don't have the time, or I don't want to be burnt out, or X, Y, Z, or I don't, you know, blah, 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 blah. But this power hour will help incorporate a way to figure out how you can be more and do more. But what first it begins with is right here, your mind, and right here, your heart and your soul. So this is meant to help align you and catch you before you wreck yourself, and action, mind, body, and soul. So if you guys are interested in this, I know it's super like early in the idea phase, please click the link below to be on the VIP waiting list. And I will share so much more along the way once I get my ideas up and running. But if you sign up for the VIP list, you will be getting a VIP discounted pricing once it does come out. But also before that, sometime this week, I will be sending out a questionnaire. So just to help me formulate my ideas, what you guys want, what you don't want. And as a thank you in return, because we know that we are all about thanking people and acts of gratitude here at Witchy Wellness Radio, I will be doing a raffle or a giveaway, a drawing for a free 60-minute coaching lesson with me, health coaching for mind, body, or soul, a 3-pack of intro pack of doTERRA essential oils, and some Witchy Wellness Radio merch gear. So if you're interested, click on the VIP waiting list below. And if you fill out the questionnaire, you will be entered at the end of the month, at the end of January 2021, to get this wonderful prize. So thank you guys for listening to this very long-winded, maybe not, I'm just used to interviewing, but a show hosted by me, Lauren Celentani, the host of Witchy Wellness Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for almost 3 years. I cannot believe it. Thank you so much for supporting me. I do this for every single one of you, but also myself. I love meeting these beautiful guests and letting this be a platform for them to share their lights. Because at the end of the day, I am doing this. I'm creating this membership site. I sell doTERRA essential oils because I want to empower you to not only find, but to share your light with the world, because the world truly needs what you have to offer. This is our solution to changing the world. We have to change ourselves and then give that version of ourselves away. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love you so much. If you like what you hear, I would be so honored if you could write a review on iTunes. This gets the word out and spreads the light even further. But tune in for another year of amazing episodes of Witchy Wellness Radio. Big love.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.